This edition of Fresh Air is devoted to the songs of Harry Warren, the most prolific songwriter for Hollywood musicals in the 30s and 40s. Warren's music publishing company, 4J's, which he founded in 1954, is now headed by his granddaughter, Julia Riva. She was very close to Warren and, as you'll hear, affectionately refers to him as Daddy. Julia Riva, welcome to Fresh Air. Did you get to watch your grandfather, Harry Warren, writing songs?
Sure.
Anything you could tell us about the process?
Well, you know, that's interesting. I once said to him, you know, Daddy, well, how do you write a song? He said, well, I can't really tell you anything about writing a song. You just sit down and get quiet and a tune will come to you. And I used to think, okay, right. But, you know, he would sit at the piano, light up a cigarette. He had a, you know, big tummy, and he'd sit there and hum and write. You know, I can see him with his pencil jotting down notes. And, you know, we'd be in there. Occasionally he'd scream at us. Ah, be quiet. And, you know, that was Daddy writing music, just like he always was. You know, it was just part of everyday life. And he wrote every day, Terry.
Would you sit at the piano every day and write?
Every day. He only took time out for golf and going to the delicatessen. Now, that was another big part of life, was, you know, getting food for Daddy, you know, getting the right salamis and all that other stuff, you know.
A lot of songwriters were also known as great performers. You know, Harold Arlen recorded records, Johnny Mercer made records, Cole Porter was famous for performing at parties. Harry Warren was not famous as a performer. Was he a good performer, do you think?
I think he was a good performer. I think Daddy was probably more famous as a droll wit. You know, I mean, he used to perform at the parties that we had at the house. And he was pretty good, you know. If people wanted him to play, he would always sit down and play.
We have a medley that he did at an ASCAP songwriter tribute in 1966.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say, I was surprised hearing him. I think uh-huh. I'll play this for everybody to hear, and
okay.
I think they might be surprised too at how he sounds. So this was an ASCAP songwriter tribute, and Julie Stein performed, and Harold Arlen and Sammy Kahn and Arthur Schwartz and Hoagy Carmichael and Harry Warren. And here's Harry Warren doing a medley of his songs. Julia Riva, were you in the audience that night?
Oh, I probably was. It made me cry to hear that.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think of...
Well, I think he's not a great singer. I think he was right.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if that affected his career, the fact that he wasn't a great singer and he wasn't a great pianist. He was a great songwriter.
I guess so. I mean, he said it himself. If he'd been he wouldn't have been a songwriter, he probably would have been a performer. And I think he must have been nervous because he actually could be a better singer than that, but he probably was, you know, shy performing in front of everybody.
Right. Do you have a personal favorite of your grandfather's songs?
Well, I like At Last. It was interesting that that's what he was singing there. It was very touching to me.
Do you have a favorite version of it?
I do. I like the Etta James recording.
I love it, too, and it's funny. It was used in a car commercial. I forget which car, a couple of years ago.
It was in a Jaguar commercial.
So it must be so interesting for you now, as the head of your grandfather's music publishing company, to see the new lives that his old songs have.
It's very fun, and I love it, and I can't wait to see more of it happen because, you know, they deserve it, and it's really wonderful to think that a whole new generation of people will get to learn these songs and enjoy them because they're very fabulous.
Julia Riva is Harry Warren's granddaughter. She now heads his music publishing company, 4J's Music. Here's Etta James' 1960 recording of Warren's 1942 song, At Last, written with lyricist Mac Gordon for the movie Orchestra Wives.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over.
Join us tomorrow when the John Pizzarelli Trio, Philip Furia, and Julia Riva return for part two of our program on the songwriter Harry Warren. We'll listen to and talk about his music from the 40s and 50s and find out how he reacted when rock and roll took over the charts. We'll close with a 1940 concert recording of the Harry Warren-Johnny Mercer song Jeepers Creepers, with Warren at the piano and Mercer singing. The song was written for the 1938 film Going Places, in which it was sung by Louis Armstrong.
I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points to gloomy, it's gotta be sunny to me when your eyes look into mine. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes?